Today is Friday, March 19th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm doing all of this. I'm not going to talk a lot about, you know what? I'm going to stop apologizing for things. This is my damn show. Why am I apologizing for things? I can talk about whatever I want. People can make fun of me or do whatever they want to do, but I can talk about whatever I want. I mean, come on. So I've this video switcher that I bought. And I guess I need to admit that I really enjoy doing audio and video stuff, but it can be very frustrating as well. And the noise removal is not doing a good job. My air conditioner is on, so if it sounds weird, I apologize. Oh, I said I wasn't going to apologize. If it sounds weird, fine. Live with it. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm not going to apologize. Anyway, so, I do enjoy doing stuff, but I more enjoy learning how to use the equipment and learning how to set up the video shots and learning how to work the audio equipment and going through all the different controls and, you know, seeing all the pretty LED lights on my desk and all that kind of stuff. I enjoy all of that. But I'm very particular. And, you know, who knows? I mean, there may be some audio experts out there that listen to my show and go, oh, my God, it's horrible audio. But I'm very particular about I want my show to sound a certain way, and I'm never happy with it, ever. I mean, I've never once been happy with how I sounded. You know, I can't really change my voice, but I'll hear noise in the background. I'll hear a hum. I'll hear a hiss. I'll hear some electrical noise. I'll hear whatever. And it's frustrating because I'm trying to set this up because I'm going to attempt to broadcast Mix Minus later in video. And it's going to be a beta run. It'll only be people who are in the chat room. I'm just going to give them a special link. I'm not going to broadcast it. I mean, I'm not going to publish it all over the place. I'm just going to, you know, give it to the chat room. But I swear I hook in a cable and I'm still going through the, okay, how am I getting Daniel into the picture and how am I getting his audio into the picture and are my lips going to be in sync and are his lips going to be in sync and but then I'm plugging up these various cables and I'm starting to get these hums and hisses and, oh, and it's been the story of my life the entire time I've been podcasting and now I'm adding another piece of equipment. And the thing is, you have all these HDMI cables going in and out of this new thing, and they're all, you know, more cables, right? So it's like, it's fun, but oh, it bothers me so bad when I hear hum and hiss in my audio. I can't stand it. Right now, this air conditioner noise that I'm not gating very well is also bothering the hell out of me. And after I edit this audio, you guys may not hear it at all. So I talked to Mark. And he agreed with all of you that I wasn't telling enough of the vacation and I would save the vacation stuff until the end of the recording. And then I would basically run out of time. And I'm trying to get more, you know, and I say this all the time, but I can't please everyone. So, and I know you guys are joking when you jab at me and say, oh my God, you know, it may be true, but the things you say are more in jest. And I certainly don't want any contact to stop. But at the same time, I've got to have the mindset of, you know, I do this as a hobby. I'm going to kind of do my thing. I'm not making any money off this. And, you know, I hope people enjoy listening to it, that sort of thing. However, I just wanted to note that Mark listened. I don't know. Tim in Alaska messaged Mark and said, he was really sad when I talked about Mark being, you know, not having a good time skiing. And so Mark said, I was so curious because Mark doesn't listen to Geeky Gay. He listens to some podcasts, but I'm not one of them. He lives with me. He doesn't really have to. He knows what happens in my life. And so anyway, so he said, I listened to about a week worth of your show. He said, and they are absolutely right. He said you would get out just like 30 seconds of the story, and then your music would run out, and then you would play, 8 minutes of voicemails, and then you would tell like 30 seconds of a story. And he's like, you left me on a lift and just ended your show. And I did. And then he reminded me of a couple of things. So I'm going to tell another, maybe I'll just throw in random things as they come to me. Because the other thing is, as I'm getting older, I forget things. And now I could carry a journal around with me or something, or in my phone, I can open up the Trello app or a note app or something. And I could, as things happen, I could jot them down and kind of label them. Okay, this is going to be geeky gay. This is going to be mixed minus. This is going to be, throwing down, whatever. But I don't. And maybe that's, maybe that's something I should try to do more. But I don't right now. And so I forget things. And also, maybe I should keep a ledger of what I talk about in the show so that when I'm recording, I can look at it and say, oh, yeah, I've already talked about that. I don't know. I probably won't, but who knows? So the one thing that he reminded me, and he'll remind me of more things and I can talk about them as we go forward. But we, two things that happened. So we, on the way home, so the trip is over, we've had a good time. We're flying with my parents. I don't know if that was a mistake or if it was a good thing, because like I told you guys before, when we flew to Idaho, my mom was complaining the entire time about the mask, and it wasn't too fun to hear her complain the whole time. I want to say, okay, Karen, it's fine. Her name's not Karen. But on the way back, we drive, we go to my aunt and uncle's house because they wanted us to see their house. And so we go to their house and we stop and pick up some food and have it at their house. And they give us a little tour. My aunt loves to do crafts and she likes to decorate, and she's good at it. She's a good artist. She does a lot of, I don't know what you call it, but she'll buy old pieces of like old windows or old whatever. And she'll add to them and make coat racks or, key hangers and stuff. And she'll draw on them and paint and stuff. And they're really good. They're not my style, but they're really good. So she showed us all that, and she showed us her studio, her art studio. And so anyway, we get to the airport, and my parents had upgraded, so they thought, to first class. And so Mark and I went straight to the computer thing, to the count, not the counter, but the computer that they have. And we did what we needed to do as far as checking in. I put in my record locator or my frequent flyer number or whatever. And I said, okay, I need to check two bags and whatever. And we were done in about 5 minutes. Well, my parents go straight up to the counter because I guess, they don't know how to use the computer systems. And this guy, just as a side note, this guy is sitting next to, so Mark and I are just sitting in some chairs because Mark is a lot more thoughtful than I am when it comes to my family. I guess when you've grown up with your family and maybe the Filipino culture is much more respectful of their family, but I was like, let's just go through security. We can leave them here. We can take some of their luggage with us that they're not checking so that we're helpful, but we don't have to sit here and wait on them to do this. He's like, no, Boyfie, that would not be, we need to stay here and wait on them. That's the nice thing to do. And I'm like, oh, please, bitch, please. Well, let's go through the line. But anyway, so he made me wait. He's much more apparently courteous when it comes to my family. Again, I think it's the whole honor and respect thing in other cultures that maybe we don't have as much so in America. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's all me. Maybe I'm a dick. So we're sitting there waiting on my parents to do their thing. And this guy with this puppy is sitting next to us with his girlfriend, or I don't know, his it was a woman. I don't know if they were related, but or if they were in a relationship. I didn't ask him, but he's talking to her and he's like, What the fuck? Why didn't they do it? I can't believe they're not going to let me take this dog. The dog clearly fits in the carrier and I don't know what we're going to do. And I mean, he's just yelling. Like, everybody can hear him. He's just throwing a fit. And so we're hearing this and we wait 5 minutes and then we wait 10 minutes and then we wait 15 minutes and my parents are still standing up at the counter. And we're speculating about what's wrong and everything. And Mark says, well, I know, he says, I think I know what happens. He said, probably your parents, you know, or don't know how to use technology. And Steve thought he was upgrading both of them to first class because my mom has back problems. And apparently they were using frequent flyer miles to upgrade. He said, I bet they didn't have enough. And so now they're having all this issue. And so we go through the whole thing and I don't know. It must have been, I bet we were there for a half an hour. That's what it felt like. I don't know for sure. But then finally, they get through. You know, Mark has made me wait all this time. And then we go. So they get it all cleared up. And my stepdad did say it had something to do with upgrading to first class and he had to pay extra. And apparently they had a trainee up there also who didn't know what she was doing either. I'm having a lot of crackling and popping. I hope this is not on the recording. So anyway, apparently she didn't know what she was doing either. And so it just took a really long time. And so we go to security and they all line up and everything. I get in line. Mark goes through. They look at his, you know, you have to pull down your mask. And then I go through, or I get up to the guy and I pull down my mask and he keeps looking and looking and looking. And he says, sir, your name on your ticket doesn't match the name on your ID. Ladies and gentlemen, my ID says Joseph Adam Burns. The ticket said Adam Burns. Now, we all know I've had this problem on international flights before, but I've never had this problem on domestic flights. Well, apparently there was a change. I had to go all the way back to the counter, have them redo my ticket, which took another 20 minutes. And then when I went back to security, the guy wasn't there and the girl didn't even look at my ticket. She just let me through. I'm gonna change my name. I'm just going to remove Joseph from my name. I'm just going to be Adam. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. I think I said part of that twice. Oh, well, I'm getting old. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.